Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Hey there. So it's Wednesday and I'm here and I'm actually woken up really inspired and fired up. So settings are imperfect. Pool filter is on, air conditioner is on because it's fucking really humid here. And anyway, I've just, you know, what I've come to realize this morning is that I'm not bored of podcasting, right? Like, I feel like if you've been listening the last few weeks, you will have noticed that I've been really struggling with my decision to keep going here. Do I keep going doing the same thing? And that was really the only option I saw at the time, right? It was like, well, I keep going and I keep doing things the way they've always been done. And I want to talk about this because I feel like this is a rut many of us find ourselves in. We're just going through the motions because it's the way things we've always done things. And often we can't see outside of that. And in fact, that's what people often come to me for when they're finding themselves in one of those ruts and, you know, and they're uninspired and they want to inject, they want a different perspective on what they're looking at. And I feel like I can kind of come out and helicopter around. And generally, I'm pretty good at doing this for myself too. But I just found myself in this like, okay, well, this is the way I do it. So this is the way it has to be done, which is so funny because, you know, Carlosophies didn't start this way with me just shooting the shit, right? Like it started with me. There was an element of that, but there was also those long form interviews that I used to do with entrepreneurs. So, you know, it hasn't always been this. It has always been my flavor. And I think that's the commonality. You know, when I work with people who are looking to refine their idea or their concept, they're looking for a succinct, neatly packaged way to do that. And often my response to that is like, you know, like they're like, oh, I've got so many ideas. I just don't really know where to start. And often I'll say, well, why don't you just play with all of them? You know, you don't have to put yourself in a neat little box. You are the through line, right? Like all of the things, all of those ideas and all of those things that you're interested in, you are the through line to that. And that's kind of enough. Particularly when you're in one of those places where you're not sure which direction to take, take all the directions and then allow things to drop off and as you refine. And this is kind of where I'm at the moment, right? So I've woken up this morning really excited and energized because now I can see that I don't have to continue to do things the way they've been done by me. Maybe I've outgrown the current format of me walking on the beach, shooting the shit, right? Like maybe there are other explorations that I could have that will inject some more fun in. And this is the key, right? When we find ourselves stagnant, the question is, how do we make this more fun? Can it be more fun? And for me, the answer is yes, because I'm actually not bored of podcasting. I love podcasting. I just haven't been in love with the way I've been in relationship with it recently. So I am going to go on a wild adventure of sorts, and I want you to come along for the ride with me. We're going to try lots of different things. So I might do a book review. I might even write some poetry and read it. I remember like a few years ago, I did a piece of poetry and I put some music to it in the background, and that was really fun. You know, maybe I'll do a story with some lessons from my past, or maybe I'll have a chat with someone around something, or maybe there's a particular topic that you want me to explore and we could do that, you know? Maybe you'd like to interview me. I don't know. This is like, I feel like making a clean slate and playing and bringing some more creativity into my podcast will, I feel excited again about it. So this is just short and brief to update you as to where I'm at. I'm not sure what I'm going to do next. Maybe I'll tell a story or something, don't know. But I think that's what's going to keep it fresh and interesting is for the time being, you're not going to know what's coming next. And you can let me know where you'd like me to go next. I want to know what of the formats that I play with, What do you enjoy the most? What are the bits that you love from that? Because I want to almost co-create this with you so that we create something that's fun for me and, you know, you want to listen to too. So, so I'm injecting life back into Carlosophies. I'll probably change the name. It's going to be Carlosophies still, but I might change the tagline from Show Up, Speak Up to something else. Maybe get your freak on, don't know. But I'll be back next week and I might not do every week. We'll just see what happens as we go forward. The main thing for me is making this a fun exploration full of curiosity and creativity. And I really want you to be part of that journey. So make sure you connect with me either on Instagram or on my email list at carlinimmo.com. All right, until next week, maybe. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.